We had a lot of success last year. I know Ryan and I were reminiscing a little bit just moments ago of last year's, and just looking forward how much it's grown. And it's exciting to see in the alumni as well. I know I've been an officer on the team for just a year now. And back when you guys started, you know, you just had enough to fill all the positions that are required. And now we have close to, I think, 17 members, I think is what we're calling it. So it's exciting to see that grow. And it's really exciting also when we've been sitting in different places selling tickets or just at other events, if we're wearing our shirts, just seeing how much our popularity is growing in this area and how people are really knowing about us and our connection with the high school FFA, and our connection with the farming community as well. So it's really exciting to see how much that's growing. Even in just the 1 year that I've been involved in it, it's really exciting to see how much that, or how fast it's growing as well.
You know, Ryan, it also kind of takes a family or a community as well. We've had a lot of good community support too. Like, example, for the raffle tickets, we had them pretty much available all over the school district area, right?
Yeah, we had all these different businesses, you know, like, I can name some of them. I'll name them
off. We'll have you move that mic down a little bit, Ryan, there.
We had it at Trappers and the Credit Union Albany and Stearns Bank in Albany and Central Livestock and Auto Value and the store in St. Anna, Arnold's of St. Martin, Albany Fleet Supply and Chasm here and Schiffer's Liquor. We appreciate all the businesses' help selling tickets for us.
Mm-hmm. And I think they kind of fit in a lot with our mission statement, Ryan. You know, just agriculture is a big deal. You've been in agriculture all your life, too, so it's a big deal around the area.
Yep. Whatever we can do to, and the tractor, it helps the kids, too, learn things at school.
Mm-hmm. And once again, it wasn't you guys doing any of the fixing or restoring. It was all students, right, Ryan?
It was all the students from the ag classes at Albany Area Schools that fixed up the tractor that we are raffling off today.
Mm-hmm. All righty. And the raffle held this morning over at the high school. And, well, I'm guessing a lot of folks want to know who the big winner was, you know, and what's going on. We had a lot of tickets sold this year, right, Travis?
Yeah, we have counted 853 sold. So that is it. I know Ryan and I were talking earlier for whoever can actually remember, but we think that's probably 100 and some more than last year. So mm-hmm. That's pretty exciting. 853. That means that our circle's kind of growing. And I know we were kind of looking through some of the names when we were organizing all of this. Just it's exciting as well to see how far away there were people that had purchased tickets and how our like I said, our sphere is really expanding. So we can actually go through. We had 18 prizes in total for the tractor raffle. Of course, a 1941 Farmall M being the number one place, and then 17 other prizes, as Joe mentioned as well. So
should we kind of work our way from the bottom
that's
up?
That's what I was kind of thinking.
There you go.
We great minds think alike. Or we both
won't go that far.
Don't follow
yeah,
the sheep
yeah,
or something like yeah. that. Bad. So we can start with number 18 off the list, and then we'll move back towards the number one spot. So number 18, the prize was an XL hooded coat from Schlotteroff Implement, and that goes to Stephen Breath from Albany. That's number 18. We'll hold our applause until the end.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Just like graduation.
That's right. And coming across the stage now, number 17, is a sweatshirt from Midwest Machinery Company. And that also goes to Stephen Breath. So he gets number 17 and number 18.
Hey, that's the way
Albany.
It goes.
There we go. Number 16 on the list is a pistol grease gun from A&C Farm Service. That's going to Melissa Christian out of St. Anthony. Now, number 16, number 15, an extra, extra large New Holland sweatshirt coming out of Schlotteroff Implement goes to Ethan Pitty out of Melrose. Out of Melrose. So there you go, Ethan. Number 14 on the list is $25 cash coming from Monlock Incorporated. And that's going to Patrick Berg of Richmond. Number 13 on the list, $25 cash. From M&L Custom Works, that's going to Paul Orbeck of St. Martin. Number 12 on the list is $25 cash from Ecker Feed, and that's going to Brock Zierden, our own Brock Zierden from Albany. We have number 11 on the list, that's $25 cash, coming from Albany Oil, and that's going to Chad Molitor. Chad Molitor out of Richmond. Number 10 on the list is $25 cash from Custom Waste Irrigation. That's going to Barry Bonesack out of Osakis, Minnesota. Number 9 on the list is $25 gift certificate to the Centrosota of St. Martin. That's going to Tessa Swanson. Tessa coming out of Hartford, South Dakota. She gets the award for coming from the farthest away. Hartford, South Dakota there for number 9. Number 8 is a $25 gift card to Egg Venture Feed and Seed. And that is going to Gopher Meyer. Gopher Meyer of Freeport. Number 7 is a $25 gift certificate to Napa Central, Minnesota. A $25 gift certificate going to Josh Schwinghammer, coming from St. Augusta. Number 6 on the list is a $50 gift certificate, courtesy of Auto Value in Albany. And that's going to Cheryl Fechtman. Cheryl coming out of the Melrose area. For Cheryl, number 5 on the list is a $100 cash, coming from Tom Winkle's Repair. And number 5 on the list going to Keith Waitala. Keith coming out of Avon for number 5. Number 4 is $100 cash coming from the Central Minnesota Credit Union. And that's going to Marge Buddy. Marge coming out of Avon for the $100 cash from Central Minnesota Credit Union. We have a $100 gift certificate going to Arnold's of St. Martin. And number 3 on the list, that's going to Daniel Watry coming out of Albany. And $100 cash from Big Iron Auctions. That is going to Matthew Butes. Matthew coming out of the Albany area as well. Drum roll, please. We have, for the number 1 position, it's a restored 1941 Farmall M tractor, restored by the Albany FFA members of the Albany Area High School. And that is going to Mr. Lee Mergen. Lee Mergen coming out of the Avon area. So Lee winning the 1941 Farmall M, fully restored, just like it was right off the line.
Boy, just like that, huh?
Just like that.
Boy, a lot of winners. Hats off to all the folks who donated prizes. Yeah. That's a heck of a list, too.
Absolutely, and it's kind of fun to see. You know, we like to spread it out. Businesses coming from, you know, even out of just the Albany area here, that's really exciting to see as well, is how they're seeing our purpose as an alumni really tying in as something of value, something to be able to give back to the community. And also, so congrats to all the winners from the different areas. If you're listening, you can, let's see how, we'll be giving you all a phone call.
Okay.
So we can arrange that. So
they'll all be contacted, and as far as prize pickup and stuff like that.
That's correct. So just wait for the phone to ring.
Well, if Lee's in Avon, he can drive the tractor home. That's not that far,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
That's not that far.
Not too bad.
You guys ever get the question? I know I do every now and then, too. What are the dollars used for? And I think there's multiple aspects that the dollars go towards. They go right back to the FFA at times and hopefully some other community activities, right?
Well, yeah. And one of the, you know, we have these different facets of how we like to distribute money across the board, and one of the big things that we do is our scholarships once a year. So we give away 4 scholarships to a graduating senior from Albany High School that has been in FFA, has shown their worth, how they're going to continue to serve the farming community. So we go through, and there's an application process for that, like all the other scholarships, and so we give away 4 of those. And also earlier in this year, we were discussing how we're going to move forward in serving our mission statement even more so. And what we kind of led towards is a lot of this money is set aside for if there is a need that presents itself. And that's kind of broad. But we encourage anybody that's in the community, if they know of a family that's struggling in the, you know, times can be tough in the farming community. I mean, we all know that. And we encourage you, if you know a family that's in need or could use a little assistance, whether that's a monetary assistance or if they need some physical help, if they would need some people to come and help them with some chores for a week or something like that, we encourage you to reach out to the alumni, and we're more than willing to help. That's what our goal is. So if there's families that are in need, if there's individuals, you know, if a storm comes through and knocks down somebody's barn, and we can help in some way, we want to do that. And, you know, this is almost kind of like politicians say this all the time too, but we can't help if we don't know the mm-hmm. problem that's out there. So we encourage you, some people maybe they're too humble to try and reach out for themselves, and that's fine. But, you know, if you know of somebody that could use some help, please reach out to us. You can contact us through our website. It's albanyffaalumni.com. I know we have our email address on there. There's some other forms of contact there on there. We're on Facebook. You can always, if you have one of our phone numbers, please give us a call. We're not going to say no, first off. You know, we'll try and figure out the situation and see how we can help. And, you know, we have our monthly meetings you're more than welcome to come to as well. Those dates kind of change, but you can look on our website. It'll have our meeting times and places on there. But, you know, if we don't know of problems that are going on out there, we can't help. So we expect that if somebody knows of a family that's having a hard time or an individual that's having a hard time, please reach out to us so that
that's
our goal, at least, is, you know, mm-hmm. if there's some issue that's happening and it's, you know, agricultural mm-hmm. related, then that's where we want to be able to step in.
And Ryan, as far as membership too, you don't have to be a farmer. You don't have to quit your full-time job to be a member. It's a pretty easy deal, isn't it?
It's pretty easy. You know, we welcome anybody that wants to help us and join our mm-hmm. alumni group. And we also, kind of help the FFA with going to different conventions too.
Mm-hmm.
If they ever need some help with that. So
yeah, and if you were never an FFA member, that's okay too. Yeah. I mean, there's really not a whole lot of stipulations, just a willingness to kind of help out and be part of the cause sort of thing. So
well, that's right. And, you know, we've heard different things over the short, you know, we've been established for how many years here. And we've heard things from different alumni chapters that I personally don't necessarily agree with, where they have either member dues or they have, you know, you must graduate from the school of which you're serving. I don't think that that's really that plausible for us. I enjoy the fact that if you live within driving range and you're willing to come to the meetings and you're willing to make a difference and you join a committee and try to help run these events and give back to agriculture, what reason do I have to say no to you?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no member dues. It's like Ryan said, it's pretty easy. You know, you can show up to the meetings. You'll find that we have a lot of fun with it. We're kind of sitting around and, you know, it's not stressful and, yeah. you know, everybody's willing to reach out. And I think that, you know, this is another one of those groups where it really is like it's a tight, you know, it's like a family kind of, mm-hmm. we all know each other and, you know, that's not a reason to not join. Don't feel like you should be scared to join or anything like that. But
yep.
That's, you know, we just invite everybody. Come and try it out. What's mm-hmm. the worst thing that can happen?
You don't. You can cry and go home.
If that's the worst thing that happens.
Just a side note, too. I heard there's some meat raffles coming up that the alumni is going to be a part of as well, right?
Yeah, so we actually have our first meat raffle coming up this Saturday.
I'm going to challenge you. You got 50 seconds there,
It's
Travis.
Coming up. I can go like an auctioneer. It's coming up this Saturday, 7 o'clock at Schiffler's Liquor in St. Anthony. It's going to be our first Albany FFA alumni meat raffle going on. So that's this Saturday, 7 o'clock. We'll have that in Eye to the Future and stuff. We'll take care mm-hmm. of that after this. But also look for us starting in December, January, February, March. We'll also have the first Friday of each month. We'll be having a meat raffle out at Trappers in Farming. So stay tuned for that. We'll have more information as that comes around. But the first ever is coming up this Saturday, October the 19th at 7 o'clock.
And congratulations. Tractor winner is
Mr. Lee Mergen.
Lee Mergen of Avon. Congratulations. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Joe.
Travis, for swinging on
Thank
in
you,
this morning. You betcha. It's already 9:06. Don't tell anybody. We got some news coming up.
For over 60 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150.